The Ultimate Guide to a Perfect German CV plus a free template. Today we will look at the differences of a German CV and what you have to include to rock the next application. Welcome to the Expertly German podcast. The podcast about learning German for professionals. My website is expertlygerman.com. So, what is it about the German CV that makes it so difficult? Well, actually, there's nothing really difficult about it. It's just maybe a little bit different to your home country's CV. Let's look into the different steps of the German CV. The first one is design. Make sure you keep it simple. And the font size should be around 11 to 12. And also the German CV tends to be a little bit longer and can be up to 3 pages long. The second step is structure. Make sure that you follow the structure that I'm telling you now. First, you should put in the personal details. This could be on the top of the page or on the side. Second, work experience. Third, education. Fourth, skills. And fifth, interests and hobbies. This structure might not appear so much different to the structure of other countries. However, it is important that the German CV is more like a fact sheet rather than a sales pitch. Keep that in mind when you're writing your CV. If you need help with your CV and your structure, then there's a great website that I can recommend you. It's called topcv.com. I will put the link in the show notes below. And that's a great option for you to get a free CV review. And if you want to have the paid version, you can get one-on-one support there. And also they give you a specific customized industry CV. Okay, but back to the steps. The third step is the content. It's very important to make sure that you adjust your CV for the relevant position. For example, don't write too much about roles that you had in the past that are not really relevant for the position that you're applying. Make sure you adjust that CV, maybe not for every position, but definitely for every different type of position. The fourth point is the personal details or persönliche Daten, which I mentioned earlier already. So I'm just going through each of the points that you should include in your personal details. The first one is name and surname. The second one is phone and email address. Then your address, which is your place of residency, your age and birth date, your citizenship, your marital status, and a passport-sized photo. Not a passport photo, but a passport-sized photo. That should be in every German CV. Step number 5, work experience or Berufserfahrung. So here you need to make sure that you put it in reverse chronological order, meaning you start with the most recent job that you had or have and go to the one that is most in the past. Make sure you put the name of the position there, such as, head of marketing or junior UX developer. You can write that in English. You can write that in German. Both is fine. And also make sure you put the city where you worked in, where the office of your company was in, and also the country. And usually I would recommend to write 3 to 7 bullet points about that position, especially about the responsibilities that you had for that position. Step number 6, education or Bildung. Here also, you should write it in reverse chronological order. And the same with work experience, put the name of the university or the school name in there, as well as the dates. That's important. Maybe I didn't mention that in the previous one, so the dates should be in there as well. When you started the position and when you finished the position, and also use the bullet points. Also, if you don't know, you can search online for the grading translation from international grading skills to German grading skills. If you want to know more about it, you can go on my blog and there you can find some details about that. Step number 7, languages or Sprachen. Here you can show off your language skills. However, make sure that you are realistic. You can put in something like German B2, English C2, or Arabic B1. Languages become increasingly important. And if you're moving to Germany and apply for a job there, you should make sure that the company there knows that you speak some German. Step number 8, skills or Kenntnisse. There you can put in relevant training that you had, especially for that position that you're applying for. You could put in something like MS Excel skills, advanced knowledge of macros and pivot tables, or you can also put additional certificates in there, such as certificate in project management or something like that. Step number 9, and that's a very important one, make sure that you hand in your documents correctly. Save them. Most of the time, you want to save them as a PDF document and let someone else read over your resume again to make sure that you double check that there are no spelling mistakes or typos and so on. Okay, and a question that I get oftentimes is, should I write my CV in English or in German? The answer is yes, write it in German. However, if you are not comfortable speaking German in the interview, then you might not want to write it in German because it would give the wrong impression. So it's a great advantage if you write your CV in German, but if you don't feel comfortable speaking German in the interview, then that might give a false impression. So let's just summarize a couple of the most important points that I think are relevant. Keep it fact-based. That's very important for the German CV. It's not a sales letter. You're not writing long sentences or long texts. Really keep it based on facts. And secondly, keep it relevant. Make sure that it fits best for the position that you're applying for and you keep adjusting it for every different application that you're making. And then, very important point that I've already mentioned, check that you don't have typos or misspellings. If you go to my blog, then you will find more information about that. I've also put a free template in there so that you can download for free and you can use that template to write your own CV. I hope you enjoyed this podcast today. Let me know if you have any further questions. As I said, go to my website, expertlygerman.com. You can book one-on-one lessons. You can also book group lessons, or you can find a lot of other helpful information that help you to improve your German. So thank you very much for listening and learning today. Cheers, guys, and bis bald.